Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m.
So Joe up to his old tricks, eh?
So it would seem.
Do tell, Janet.
Well, apparently, Sleepy Joe is adding to a long list of embellished stories. President Biden said last week that his house burned down with his wife Jill Biden inside.
When?
Before trying to correct himself. Adding to a long list of personal stories he's embellished over the years. I think it's interesting that when President Biden lies about something, it's embellishing. When Hunter Biden does something, it's, you know, embellished or misunderstood.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking at a New Hampshire bridge earlier last week about his bipartisan infrastructure. Oh, there's another lie. He said, without this bridge, as I said earlier, it's a 10-mile detour just to get to the other side. And I know, having had a house burned down with my wife in it, she got out safely, God willing, that having a significant portion of it burned, I can tell 10 minutes makes a hell of a difference.
So the whole house burned down, but she escaped.
Well, he corrected himself. At first it was, you know, having my house burned down.
I mean, that's like...
Had a house burned down.
Right. I mean, there's like a frame left, a little bit of burnt wood.
Maybe.
No roof.
With his wife in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skeleton.
And then he tried to correct, well, that having a significant portion of it burned.
Oh.
So then he tried to correct that. Because he's been busted on this lie before.
Right. So significant would be 50% or more, possibly.
Well, let's take a look at that beautiful bean footage, shall we?
Okay.
A report from 2004 from the Associated Press, archived by LexisNexis, said that lightning struck the Biden's home.
Okay.
And started a small fire that was completely contained to the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
They got the blaze under control in 20 minutes, and it didn't spread anywhere else.
All right, so it was just in the kitchen.
Just in the kitchen. But I'm sure it was a really modest, probably a little bungalow, don't you guess?
Well, of course.
Of course, because he lived such a modest life.
Sure.
The president has a long history of exaggerating stories about himself. Of course, most recently, he recounted for the fifth time during his presidency.
Wait a minute.
There's a big lie. A heartfelt yet factually challenged story. Story about an Amtrak employee during his speech in New Jersey. Now, he's been busted on that one several times.
Right, okay.
Last year, he had to walk back repeated claims he was arrested in apartheid-era South Africa while trying to visit Nelson Mandela. He later admitted he wasn't arrested, but he was stopped. Okay.
Hey, you got a light for my cigarette?
That's
that
right.
That was being stopped.
Oh, I was stopped. Oh, oh my goodness. In 2019, he told a crowd of college students a harrowing story about a Navy captain in Afghanistan. That was later debunked. I remember that one. 2013, he said he heard gunshots of an Amish schoolhouse shooting that killed five students while playing golf nearby in Pennsylvania. The Washington Times poured cold water on that claim.
That is disgusting.
Reporting there was no golf course in the area that had any record of hosting Biden ever.
That's like Obama.
He's worse than MSNBC dude.
Yeah, remember when Obama said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon? I mean, that's connecting yourself to the story in some way.
Right.
When it doesn't exist.
Right. But this is more disgusting than that.
I mean, to say I heard the shots,
yeah,
that's just
of children
pitiful.
Being...
killed.
Riddled with bullets
right.
in an Amish schoolhouse.
Yeah, right.
Because we all know the Amish like to live right up against
the golf
courses.
Yeah.
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 Where there's plenty of electricity and
they collect
that.
The balls so they can, you know, buy their wheat and that kind of stuff. No, they grow their own wheat. I forgot.
Yeah, let's get one more in.
Okay.
2008, Biden said his helicopter in Afghanistan was forced down by Al-Qaeda insurgents.
Wow.
On the super highway of terror.
Mm-hmm.
The Associated Press later reported it was a snowstorm that forced them to land.
Oh, wow. It was snowing bullets?
In 2007, Biden said he had been shot at during a trip earlier to Iraq. He later clarified that he was near where a shot landed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Randy reminding me of something that I thought of when you were starting to tell the story was Hillary said she was under fire, too, in Afghanistan,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, that's right.
And her plane had to land mm-hmm. and forced landing. And
lest you think that these are new, mm-hmm. this is a new pattern of lying.
Right.
His tall tale telling came to light during his first presidential campaign in 1988. Mm-hmm. In which he eventually withdrew under the weight of multiple plagiarism allegations.
Right.
During the campaign, he falsely claimed he attended law school on a full scholarship and graduated in the top of his class, which he later admitted was untrue. He also said at the time he marched with tens of thousands of people during the civil rights movement, right. Also false.
Mm-hmm. That's just pitiful.
And that's what we have here. That's what, you know.
Brian Williams said he was under fire, too.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He did. And lost his job because of
it. Yeah, and he...
This guy gets elected president.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Pretty messed up.
It is messed up. And the whole story about riding on the train, he, you know, apparently clocked a million miles or whatever it is mm-hmm. back and forth from D.C. to Delaware over the years and had this story about a particular individual and... That was all false, and they told him, quit telling the story, and he told it in the last 30 days again.
Right. You know, because that's what he goes to. He sees it as charming and endearing mm-hmm. and obviously forgetting that people know it's a lie.
Well, it's really helping him in the polls.
Yeah, 33%
and
now.
And there's an ABC poll now that...
Inflation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ABC poll was even less... flattering
for
the president.
Has any president ever been that low Mm-mm. before? I don't think
so
in my lifetime.
Not in our lifetime, yeah.
Randy says West Virginia is hoping to get him to join the Biggest Liars contest. Yes. I have submitted him.
Right.
So.
Well, the whole idea, too, that this was a bipartisan bill. And Nancy, I mean, literally.
That
may
have been the biggest lie of all.
Have you seen the video? They're literally gathering around... On the like the camera shot is from behind, so all the left side, how appropriate, all the Democrats on the left side, they're literally raising their hands, clapping to Nancy like, ooh, like she's a rock star. The bill has passed. Now it's going to go over to the Senate where they're not clapping so much because we still don't know how Joe Manchin and Sinema are going to vote because they need their votes. They can pass it without a Republican, but you know, they're gonna have to call wherever Kamala's at the moment, they're gonna have to call her in, and she's gonna have to, you know, make the final vote, even if all the Democrats get in line. And you're wondering why those two seats in Georgia were so important and that went to Democrats. But yeah, we'll see what the bill looks like once the Senate gets done slicing and dicing it.
All right. Well, I mean, the good news is his ratings still aren't as low as Kamala's.
Right, right. He does have a...
I mean, she has hit a historic low mm-hmm. at 28%.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a leg up on her.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's even worse than Cheney. Cheney had some bad ones, but it was nothing like that.
Right.
So...
And he shot somebody. By accident,
it was
of course.
An accident.
It was a.
Oh, sure, it was.
It was a hunting
sure
accident.
Sure, it was an accident.
It was a hunting accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know some folks I'd like to take hunting, if I'm being honest.
434.
I'm just kidding.
534-8500 or toll free anywhere, 866-916-3776. If you'd like to call in about the Rittenhouse and you know the fallout. Over the weekend, the fallout, you know, against him, the media has pretty much, the majority of it has come out and said that, you know, this was a mischaracterization of judgment and justice and all that kind of thing. If you'd like to text us to 434-248-0704, Janet will be glad to look at your text. I do get these on my phone.
Johnny,
I try not to.
Johnny says 28% idiots that they've been approved over at that level. I think those are folks just feeling bad at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, we use screens a lot.
We do.
With our job.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that impacts your eyes? Do you think it has an impact?
I think it does. I think I think it does.
I used to think that the blue light glasses and things like that were silly. Well, now this report has come out that eye strain from too much screen time has forced half of Americans to either cancel plans or call out sick.
Really? I just took my glasses off there so you I can go. Wipe my eyes.
In the survey, they said, what would you do for perfect eyesight? More than one-third of Americans say they would stay off the internet for a year for good vision.
Okay.
A study of over 2,000 people explores how they are preserving their eye health. They find that 36% would disconnect from all digital platforms for 20/20 vision. One in four say they would even take a swim with sharks.
Oh, wow.
According to nearly all respondents, scrolling through social media feeds, browsing the web, watching TV for extended periods of time has likely led to their digital eye strain, blurry vision, and other bodily discomforts. 86%.
Wow.
This was conducted by one poll commissioned by VSP Vision Care. Survey also found that 57% admit to powering through eye pain and discomfort to continue whatever activity they're doing. Many Americans are guilty of maxing out brightness of their smartphone displays.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. See where you are. 51%. Sitting too close to the TV or computer screen. And this last one surprised me. Watching their favorite show in the dark.
Huh.
I always watch movies and stuff in the dark.
Okay.
Are we not supposed to do that?
I
didn't know this.
I would think it would be better. We saw James Bond over the weekend, by the way.
Was it good?
We saw it Friday.
Yeah.
It was good.
Was it?
But it was hard to watch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I had a movie like that this weekend that was very painful to watch.
Yeah.
It was called Nightingale.
Hmm.
It was about a Irish indentured servant.
Okay.
Trying to get her freedom back.
Hmm.
And then she goes all vigilante, trying to get back at the British.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a little scary. But I do watch movies in the dark.
Right. Okay. I do too.
They say neglecting your eye health has affected people's social lives. 47% say they've canceled plans due to eye discomfort. And more than half had to take the day off from work or school for the same reason.
Wow.
Says our lifestyle has changed since the pandemic, which
sure
is why
has.
Taking care of your eyes now is more important than ever.
Okay.
All right.
It is 8:19 here.
Turn
on
the
Monday
lights
morning.
On when you're watching.
Yes.
To it.
Don't forget. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Let me get the correct time. 7:22. I may have said 8:17 earlier. I'm just ahead of myself, I guess.
I just can't go for that.
That was a good one.
I can do it. No can do. You know what I can go for, though?
What?
Come to the table Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of our favorite parts here on the show is being able to kind of gather around the proverbial breakfast table, and we talk about the topics of the day, and we want to encourage you to, you know, open up communication at work, at home, at church, wherever you are. We do come to the table Tuesday to give you an opportunity to do just that, particularly at work. Text us your name and where you work, 434-248-0704. If we draw your name, you'll get a gift certificate for up to 10 people to enjoy a meal from Honey Baked Ham on Candler's Mountain Road in Lynchburg. And this is brought to you by Honey Baked Ham and Harvest Baptist Church on Carter Street in Lynchburg, where they remind you it's time to be kind. Come to the table Tuesdays with the Morning Jam. We're going to do that tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
So just text us your information so we've got it on hand and we'll do that.
Hey, in the 8 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
a young lady named Blair is going to come by the studio and talk about Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a modified Medical Monday for today. We'll do it in the 8
o'clock
hour. We
had that and the eye strain. We've got it covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say.
I understand the eye strain part, though.
Yeah.
And they say that you shouldn't, you know, be looking at your devices when you get into bed. And
yeah, well, the whole thing is, I didn't understand. I didn't get the whole thing. I didn't know you weren't supposed to watch TV in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like.
It would seem like it would soften the perimeters of your eyeballs because the light's not stimulating the brain. The light is over there, but maybe the strain to see it, I don't know. I am not an eye doctor.
Mm. So do tell, did you take your tree down or is it still
No, no. You know what we did yesterday? And it took a while. I had to vacuum up needles for quite a while.
From your fake tree?
From my fake tree, yep.
How is that possible?
Well, I didn't realize that some of the lights that were still on the tree had those little clips.
Right.
And I, you know, made sure it was unplugged, of course, and then went in there with scissors and just cut all the wires in various places to make it easier to pull out.
So if you'll recall, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that your co-host told you you need to go in there and clip the little tiny zip ties.
Well, they're not zip ties. It's like a three-sided C-clip that's got little prongs on it.
Oh.
And, oh, I'd rather it be zip ties. They would have been easier to get off.
Yeah, because the zip ties are not, they're like little, the one that I had to do was little
tiny zip ties.
Yeah. They were tiny.
Yeah.
But you could get them with a pair of baby nail clippers and get them right out of there. Right. But that's not what you had, huh?
No, I had clips. Mm. And let me tell you about it. And some of them I literally
just had. Did you have any needles left?
Well, I
did. Is it a Charlie Brown tree now?
No. It's still in good shape. But a couple of them, I had to slide off the needle. And, you know, 50%+ of the needles would come off of that particular part of it. But there's still plenty of needles to
go around.
All right. And so, but I had to vacuum up a lot, and it took, I decided to take it on, and it took, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes to take them all off.
No, that's
and
not
vacuum
bad,
them
really.
All up, you know, but my hands, man, I mean, it's not a real needle tree, but I tell you what, it worked on my fingers a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of our trees up, and
How many now?
I have three up and then a little one.
Okay.
So, yeah, because I do different things in different rooms.
And, stuff, yeah.
And we got our outside lights up.
You did?
Got that done.
Wow.
I say we. It wasn't we.
Mm-hmm.
It was my mark.
Mm-hmm.
Got it done.
Gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of folks out there who are starting to decorate their homes. This is the week that some of that starts.
I saw a lot of it this weekend already.
Yeah. And I think people just want to kind of spread that holiday cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Before you grab the LED holiday lights and start plugging them in, Appalachian Power has some ways for you to make your holiday merry and bright. Indoor lighting can add to the spirit, make your home look festive. They gave some easy tips on how to keep you and your house guest happy throughout the holidays.
Okay.
They say, number one, don't put lights near curtains or furniture.
Right.
Turn off decorative lights before leaving the house or going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure smoke detectors work.
All right.
Don't run cords under rugs or where people can step on them or trip.
Okay.
They also say, as you're putting up things outside, extension cords, make sure you use ones that are fit for outdoor displays.
Right.
Outdoor decorations to display only during dry weather.
Mm-hmm.
When hanging lights, maintain at least 10-foot distance from overhead power lines.
Okay.
All electrical links are off the ground to prevent any water from leaking into them. And do not run cords through any door or window.
Right. Yeah, because if it's a metal door, you could literally peel the insulation off, ground it off, and then guess what you've just made? Your door electrocutable.
That was not good. I was doing a remote one time, and they had run the cord through the door. The extension cord is a big, heavy duty one, and the door was propped open.
Right.
Someone comes through and they take the thing off and they close the door. It snaps my cord in two.
Oh gosh!
I didn't have a backup cord.
Sure.
I did, however, have an amazing salesperson that was with me, Mark Snowden.
Technically savvy.
technically said he's the guy that you want on the compound with you right when everything starts going. He's very, very resilient. I mean, he would stitch himself up if he got a cut. He would, you know, create a poultice out of something.
Wow.
He's like a mountain man, only he doesn't look like a mountain man.
Mark.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He had that thing put back together. Mm-hmm. I never missed a break. It was impressive.
Nice.
I was very impressed.
I won him during the Walking Dead apocalypse.
I know.
No doubt about it.
That's right. One more tip from Appalachian Power. They say using LED holiday lights is smart because they are the most cost effective.
Okay.
And they will last longer than incandescent, compact fluorescent, and halogen bulbs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
They've come out with the LED lights that will fit underneath my cabinet lights underneath the old halogen, and now the LED replacements. Because if you had that thing on, I'm not kidding you, for 20, 30 seconds, it's already getting to where it would burn your
skin. Super hot, yeah.
You know, and the LED ones, you can sit there and just, you know, taunt it because it doesn't burn. And I'm sure it'll last a lot longer. And they are a little bit cheaper because these little halogen LEDs, they're like $5 a piece.
I know.
They're tiny. So I want to get that puppy. And then, of course, the LEDs burn a brighter white. So it illuminates the countertop.
Sometimes I like that. Sometimes I don't. But in that particular application, I think I'd like it a lot. We've got your local headlines. Kimberly McBroom is on the way. And we'll get you updated on what's going on in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side. Good morning. Currently, we have 47 degrees on the South Side, 50 degrees in Salem and Roanoke, 46 degrees in Bedford, 45 in Lynchburg.
I have a story about the weather here. Accenting a little more information there coming up for this week. But in the meantime, a popular charitable foundation has handed over $25,000 for student scholarships at Patrick and Henry Community College. It's the Bobby Scruggs Charitable Foundation, and it's been in place for over a decade with annual donations to Patrick Henry Community College. Patrick and Henry Community College, to commemorate the occasion here of recent days. Scruggs' wife, Jackie Scruggs Taylor, presented a check to the college on Bobby's behalf and the foundation. The scholarship will cover $1,000 of tuition expenses for one student at the college. Over the past 15 years, Bobby Scruggs Charitable Foundation has awarded up to 120 scholarships in Martinsville City in Henry County.
Nice.
Yeah.
In an ongoing tradition, Appalachian Power sharing a special read-aloud book with students in elementary schools across Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee. This year, the company is distributing Someone Builds the Dream, which is authored by Lisa Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
The book was read by Appalachian Power's Vice President of Distribution. A video was added to the read-aloud collection of 21 videos on YouTube, as well as a copy that was donated to each school library. The YouTube video playlist was provided exclusively to all 450-plus elementary schools in the company's service area for educational use. The program began in 2021 as Read to Me Day, and the company estimates that it has read to around 280,000 students and donated around 7,500 books since the program started.
Okay. All right. So, talking about the weather, it's going to be cold. Whipping winds and wintry air move through our area for the holiday week. This week's weather will definitely get you into the holiday spirit if cold weather does that. A cold front passed through southwest and central Virginia. It started early this morning. In its wake, we'll see more clouds in the mountains and more sun in the east. It will lead temperatures dipping down with highs in the 30s and 40s. Tuesday could wind up being our coldest day of the season so far. Actually, the lowest temperatures, Janet, since February of last year. Wednesday, temperatures will start out with the 20s, and we're looking at some frost and high pressure moving in, bringing in a very cold breeze for Thanksgiving Day.
Roanoke's Gun Violence Prevention Commission is partnering with Elite Business Strategies for a youth and gang violence community assessment. This is meant to gather feedback from the community, especially younger members, on the issues surrounding gang violence. According to the city of Roanoke, the assessment will be conducted through direct interviews with community members as well as surveys distributed through various methods. Officials say the interviews and the surveys consist of questions aimed at gaining feedback from community leaders, community residents, youth services providers, and students on the effects of gang violence on the community, as well as recommendations to make the community safer.
Okay.
Surveys are only voluntary and shareable, but it's anonymous, which means respondents will not be asked to share any personal information.
Okay.
And it's going to be available in Spanish, Haitian Creole, Arabic, Bosnian, Chinese, French, and English.
Okay.
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
So I heard somebody that knows people in Florida, you know, we heard about the, what is it, 72 or 92 secret flights of illegals being flown into the state of Florida. It's just ironic. They're flying a lot of these folks to red states, I guess, to help flip them in the blue states. I don't know. Or they just don't like Republican governors. Somebody said DeSantis down in Florida ought to just get a whole bus line committed to busing them all to Delaware and dropping them off. I think that would be cool.
Mm.
Because Delaware's population isn't very large. I would say Virginia's probably, I don't know, I should check that. I would think Virginia probably has twice as many people. But, yeah, send them all up to Joe's backyard and let him and his people, since he, you know, has so many fond memories of home, send them to Delaware. And nothing against the folks of Delaware. But looks like, 2019 they had less than 1 million people. So you send 92 flights worth up there. That could change those numbers pretty good, Janet.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've been talking about our truck drivers and how much we love them.
Yeah.
There is one truck driver who has the very distinct honor to be driving the nation's Christmas tree to Washington.
Nice.
Says he's proud to be a part of the trucking industry, especially right now. He says ever since he was a kid, Jeremy Bellinger has been fascinated by the open road.
Right.
And he decided to make it his career for over 21 years. He's been proud to be a part of the essential industry.
Mm-hmm.
But he says his current load gives him a especially strong sense of pride.
Okay.
So for the past few weeks, there's been a team of professional truck drivers who are working to safely deliver the U.S. Capitol's Christmas tree from California to Washington, D.C. The tree was harvested on October 23rd from Six Rivers National Forest in Eureka, California.
Right.
They've traveled over 4,000 miles to transport the 80-foot tall, 19-foot wide white fur, affectionately named Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear, okay.
To D.C. on their Kentworth truck.
Hmm.
They made 26 stops from coast to coast, met some amazing people.
Wow.
Says he's very excited to be a part of this Christmas tree team. It's one way for me to do something great for my country.
Okay.
I welcome the opportunity to serve through this very special contribution.
Sweet.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
I wonder if people are going to pick apart Jill Biden's decorations like they always did Melania's, you think?
Well, you know...
Do you remember how nasty they were?
Oh, yeah, they said there was a swastika in her garden.
Oh, yeah.
When in reality, she was recreating the Jackie O garden to honor her.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when they did a probably some kind of a drone flight or something... Well, of course it would be a swastika. She's married to Donald.
It's just so, you know? It's so bad. Well, hopefully they won't do that. I they should have done it to Melania.
I think it was wrong.
I experienced the ultimate in shrinkflation this weekend.
Okay.
When it came to a Christmas tree.
Okay.
We were talking about how we hadn't seen many.
Right.
Well, I saw one for the first time.
All right. Where?
I sent you a picture. Did you get the picture?
I have a story about my phone over the weekend.
It's a local grocery store. Okay. I won't say which one.
Right.
And the trees were not quite $30.
Okay.
Which seems a little high, but
sure.
Especially considering it was 2 foot tall.
Right.
They call them tabletop trees.
Right. I'm sorry.
Tabletop trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. $30.
Right.
For a tabletop tree.
Right. Okay.
That doesn't that seem expensive?
It does to me.
People were buying them, though.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember the picture now. Yeah.
I mean, I know we've got shrinkflation going on. I know the Christmas popcorn tins are half the size.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
still
realize
$5.
The tree, they're still $5.
Yeah.
But there's half as much
mm-hmm.
in them.
Right.
And the tin's half the size.
Sure.
Weird. I'm sure they're still so thin that they'll be dented by the time you can give them. But
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I had an interesting thing happen with my phone over the weekend. I had closed one bank account, and we moved over to more of a local bank.
Okay.
Instead
Good for
of
you.
Being involved with two conglomerates that came together recently. And so anyway, so I shut the account down, and it was done on Friday.
All right.
Not realizing my phone bill was yet to come out. And
oops.
Yeah, oops. So because, see, when these two conglomerates came together about a month and a half ago, they wanted me to download the new app. Knowing that I wasn't going to be with them much longer, I opted not to do so.
Ah.
And so didn't realize that this was coming out. So here I am traveling, just trying to get some things done on Saturday, and my phone quits working. And I can't, you know, because I wanted to change directions and do something different, went to call my wife, and of course it wouldn't work. It wouldn't let me call anybody. And then it took me literally an hour on the phone with the phone company, and I don't blame them. There was some issues because my phone wasn't working properly. I was trying to get everything straightened out, put the new account in and all that. It took me a good hour and much frustration. So, you know, Saturday, before I went off to the Liberty game, that last hour, which actually got me there a little later than I wanted to be, it was very stressful. Got it fixed. I just rely on my phone so much that, as you well know, yours took a bathe or a dunk here over
in the
summer.
Yeah, it did.
And you had to get yours rebooted, and you lost your information. And
I lost everything.
Right. And I was recently almost had a scare there when my screen went kapooey. So it's just been one thing after another. We just rely on our phones heavily. And no matter what we do, if you're doing this or anything else, all of our contact information is in there, how we communicate, and even how we do emails and everything else. So this little guy, you were talking about the screen time a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Mine was down last week.
It went kapooey?
No, my screen time. I get a
oh,
report.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
It's well, like your screen time's down.
I haven't
down
gotten
or
a report right. lately. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know.
Maybe I turned that feature off. I had to redo my software because I kept putting it off. And then Apple, you know, they sort of send
they
you these
you.
Nice little notes
right.
that this is like one of your last
chances. Don't make
chances.
Us shut you down. We'll do it.
They will.
Tim says go in the woods and cut your own. Yeah. We used to do that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I want too many to cut my own, so I just use fake ones.
Right.
This is make sure the squirrel isn't in it. I know, we have brought critters in by bringing those into the house.
Right.
I don't want to clean up the needles, although you were cleaning up needles even with a fake one.
Yeah,
so.
I had to vacuum my needles up yesterday. I mean, I, honest to goodness, there was a cup and a half, maybe 2 cups worth of needles yesterday off my plastic tree.
Hope you have a lot of ornaments to cover that up.
Well, yeah, we do. We haven't work. Started decorating, though. You know, the whole story about the when the lights went out.
Sure.
I'd have to take the tree down. Well, we were within a week of putting it back up. So
are you going to start decorating it soon? Or
yeah, over the Thanksgiving holiday
okay.
while I'm doing some much-needed stuff down in the office, the wife's going to be doing the tree.
Nice.
So,
well, I enjoyed the decorating, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it seems, now, for those of you who say it seems a bit early, I get that. And typically, I don't do anything until after Thanksgiving. But we're having to kind of celebrate things earlier because we take
yeah.
people when we can get them. My little niece is coming on Thursday, and I don't know when I'll get to see her again. So I want to make sure everything's decorated
okay.
when she comes. So that's why I'm doing that.
Nice.
I'm still confused about this Christmas parade. Why this Christmas parade occurred so early in Wisconsin? Doesn't that seem early? for a Christmas parade?
It does. It seemed like it would be over the Thanksgiving holiday.
At the earliest,
yeah.
You would think it would be post-Thanksgiving, but there was a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. It did go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
They are continuing their investigation this morning after an SUV sped into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, leaving at least 5 dead, 40 injured, according to officials.
Mm.
They confirmed the deaths late last night. Police said the numbers could change as authorities collect additional information.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier Sunday, Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson said that a suspect vehicle was recovered and there was a person of interest in custody. He didn't give any details about that, though.
Okay.
So we'll keep our eye on
that. Yeah, let's keep our eye out on
just
that.
Just to see what's what, you know?
7:49, and we are going to have a special guest come in the studio to talk about lung cancer awareness. It is the month of November. We're going to get her in the studio here in just a little bit. Hope you're having a good Monday.
Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Call Janet and Mark. 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Yeah, 7:53 on a Monday Morning Jam. Hope you're doing well. A little bit of Al Green for you to get you swaying back and forth like Janet is right now.
I love me some Al Green.
Yeah, he's the Reverend Al. Yeah,
the Reverend Al.
He's one Reverend.
Sound like a Reverend.
Yeah, he's the one Reverend Al that I like because Reverend Al Sharpton was all over.
Not one of your favorites.
TV this weekend. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll see if I can find some of him at the. On Meet the Press, you bring in somebody like Reverend Al. Of course, he's got a show on MSNBC. Anyway, he's had one for years. The guy's just he's a piece of wake, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A little bit.
Yep, a little bit.
Are you going to play some of that?
Well, I'm going to bring it up.
You're going to play it in a little bit.
No, I'm going to bring it in a little bit. I got to bring it up.
So Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Traditionally, what is your favorite protein on Thanksgiving? Is it the turkey?
Probably.
Some people it's turkey. Some people it's ham. That's right. You might even see a bit of venison or elk passing mustard on most modern Thanksgiving tables. A century ago, your Thanksgiving table looked a little bit different.
Yeah.
Among some of the offerings you might see on your Thanksgiving table, raccoon.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't ever remember hearing of anybody in my family, even the most hill-residing versions of my
hill residing is that
hill, yeah like the Rose Ridge folks I don't ever recall them. Oh, Johnny said oysters. Yes, oysters also showing up on your Thanksgiving table. So evidently not only was it very popular and especially during the turn of the 20th century it became so popular that raccoon, possum, squirrel were sold in city game markets and was making its way on the menus of many urban restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The craze for raccoon fur coats among college men and even movie stars made it very popular. And the raccoon trapping became popular because you remember you see the pictures of the coats.
Didn't Jeffro have one of those?
Probably.
On some point. Granny made him one.
Yeah. Yeah. They ate raccoon.
They did,
for sure.
No doubt.
In November of 1926, Vinnie Joyce of Nitayuma, Mississippi, sent President Calvin Coolidge an unsolicited plump raccoon for his Thanksgiving dinner. Now, wow. It wasn't particularly notable or funny, but it would seem that the Coolidge family, instead of serving Rebecca, that was the name of the... Don't name it Rebecca if you want them to have it for dinner.
Right, right.
They decided to adopt it as a family pet.
Okay.
They even gave her a nice collar.
Mm-hmm.
And although it says the president's son received his own trendy raccoon coat that same year, that seems wrong. Rebecca was an essential member of the Coolidge administration for the remainder of the president's term. She enjoyed walks on the lawn, attended the White House annual Easter egg roll, and even accompanied the first family on vacation to the Black Hills of South Dakota. Known for making daring breaks from her Washington, D.C. home, she was caught rummaging around a local garbage can multiple times.
Jeez.
That's great. According to Klein, the one incident found the president his wrist bandaged for reasons kept under wraps. They think Rebecca may have, you know, bit him. Then Rebecca was sent to a local zoo for exile.
Wow.
They donated Rebecca to the same zoo. Sadly, she did not adapt well to zoo life, apparently. Mark Twain listed raccoon among his favorite foods that he missed as he was traveling in Europe.
How about that? They don't have raccoons over there, or they just don't?
Probably not. I mean, they may have their version of a raccoon. I don't know. Leah says it's the best meat she's ever eaten. Really?
What is it?
Leah, are you messing with me?
What does it remind you of, Leah?
Does it taste like chicken? Said I would love to have buffalo for Thanksgiving. Buffalo's good. I like buffalo. We probably will have venison at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe Christmas.
Okay.
Dinner. We'll break out the good. We'll break out the good venison.
Break out the good hardware and plates and stuff.
So you've never had raccoon, obviously.
I have not. No, I have not. I admit it right now.
Yeah, Leah, I agree. Buffalo is great. I mean, I've had buffalo. I've had venison. I've had bear. Don't like bear. I've had duck. Don't like duck.
Yeah.
I love pheasant, grouse. Those, yeah. I love those. Well, now, it's interesting. I did not know that raccoon was such an integral part of the Thanksgiving history.
Yeah. Did not either.
That would look so much cuter on a plate than my turkeys.
Right. Hey, Blair Ford from the Lung Cancer Screening Clinic at Centra Group. She's going to be in with us here at the beginning of the next hour. Stay tuned for that. It's the Morning Jam on a Monday. Hope you're doing well. Temperatures are definitely getting cooler. Bill Trefero at the top of the hour bringing us some local news. And your CBS News break is coming up next.